Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Medical identity theft. It's a bad prescription. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Roughly 5.8% of American adults have been hit by medical identity theft. That means 1.5 million adults in this country have experienced some type of fraud involving theft of their medical identification information. Other people claiming to be you and getting medical care and equipment at your expense. It can be very expensive, on average, more than $20,000 to correct it. So how can you protect yourself from becoming a victim of medical identity theft? Protect your health insurance card. Treat it like your ATM, debit, or credit card that has a $1 million spending limit, which is the cap on how much many health insurance plans will pay for your care over your lifetime. Shred all old insurance statements and old insurance cards. Get a copy of your medical records every year from each of your doctors and review what's there to make sure there are no errors, because you may be charged for copies and for postage, but it's worth it. Be sure to open and read all mail from your health insurance company, especially those EOBs, that stands for Explanation of Benefits Statements, the ones that come after your insurer has received a claim. Anything that's not a service you've received, or remember, call your insurance provider immediately. At the end of each year, ask for a list of all benefits paid out in your name and challenge any discrepancies. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.